Module 3, Situational Leadership. Now we get to the nuts and bolts of leadership. The definitive leadership style research comes from Paul Hersey and Kenneth Blanchard, which they expressed in their situational leadership model. The Hersey-Blanchard model addresses the key to practical leadership development, the attributes and styles of the followers. Not everyone is on the same intellectual maturity, compliance, or motivation level. Different people are motivated by different things, and this must be taken into account if one is to be a great leader. Communications experts consider it crucial to tailor your message to your target audience. It is the followers that you want to motivate and influence, and you cannot do that if you don't know whom you are trying to motivate or influence. The situational leadership model addresses four types of leadership styles based on the follower: telling, selling, participating, delegating. Situational leadership continued. The goal is to develop followers to the delegating level, as seen below. Situational leadership, telling. Telling is the lowest level of leadership style. Most new employees require direct instructions, so this is called the telling or directing style. The follower is characterized by low competence and high commitment, being unable to comply with possible feelings of insecurity. The leader must focus highly on tasks rather than a relationship with the employee, as a relationship does not yet exist. When an employee can't do the job because they are unknowledgeable, the leader must spend much more time working with the employee, offering clear instructions and regular follow-up. The leader must be encouraging and motivational, offering praise for positive results and correction for less than positive results. The idea is to motivate the follower to rise to the next level of ability. This is a very leader-driven stage. Situational leadership, selling. Selling addresses the follower who has developed some competence with an improved commitment. The follower is not convinced yet, but is open to becoming cooperative and motivated. The leader must still focus highly on tasks, and this still requires much of the leader's time, but the focus now also includes developing a relationship with the employee. Build upon the trust that has begun to develop and the encouragement that has been demonstrated. The leader must spend more time listening and offering advice, scheduling the follower for additional training if the situation requires it. The goal is to engage the follower so they can develop to the next level. There is less telling and more suggesting, which leads to more encouragement. Acting as a coach. It is recognition that they have progressed and motivates them to progress even further. This is a very leader-driven stage. Situational leadership, participating. Participating addresses the follower who is now competent at the job but remains somewhat inconsistent and is not yet fully committed. The follower may be uncooperative or performing as little work as possible despite their competence with the tasks. The leader must participate with and support the follower. The leader no longer needs to give detailed instructions and follow up as often, but does need to continue working with the follower to ensure the work is being done at the level required. The follower is now highly competent but is not yet convinced in his or her ability or not fully committed to do their best and excel. The leader must now focus less on the tasks assigned and more on the relationship between the follower, the leader, and the group. This is a very follower-driven, relationship-focused stage. Situational leadership, delegating. Delegating is the ultimate goal, a follower who feels fully empowered and competent enough to take the ball and run with it with minimal supervision. The follower is highly competent, highly committed, motivated, and empowered. The leader can now delegate tasks to the follower and observe with minimal follow-up, knowing that acceptable or even excellent results will be achieved. There is a low focus on tasks and a low focus on relationships. There is no need to compliment the follower on every task, although continued praise for outstanding performance must be given as appropriate. This is a very follower-driven stage. Case study. Jackie became frustrated with her staff members. She said to her manager, "I feel like I'm putting in 120%. I'm exhausted." Paulette frowned a little. "Whenever I hear that, I feel like perhaps the leader is working so hard because they are doing things that might be the jobs of the followers." Jackie admitted, "I give a lot of detailed information and follow up with my employees very frequently, just to make sure everything goes perfectly." Paulette was honest with her. "While it's great that you're so attentive, perhaps your staff is feeling micromanaged. Even if you're afraid that something might go awry, if you step back to let them carry out tasks on their own, you may ultimately see better results." Jackie took Paulette's advice. When she trusted her employees, things went much more smoothly.